You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, April 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, good Morgan.
Well, heidi ho.
Here we are.
Whoa.
Another week.
Yes.
Tied up. I mean, locked up. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
I am fine. I am fine.
Actually, you know what? I kind of am, too. I mean, I'm getting a little stir crazy, but you know, at the end of the day, kind of liking my couch, you know? Me and the couch have been having some quality time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting anything else done, but whatever. Hey, some random facts for you today.
Sir, yes.
Drowning in cold water gives you a better chance of survival than in warm water. The cold water, I mean, you need to know this, cold water slows your heartbeat and gives you up to an hour to be resuscitated. In warm water, you're basically done in 6 minutes.
How cold?
It doesn't say. I mean, I'm going to imagine
Alaska cold?
Hypothermia cold. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Hey, the album that spent the most weeks on the Billboard Top 200 chart, the album chart, is Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. 949 weeks.
Woo, doggies.
Which is more than 18 years. Wow.
Wow.
Of course, that album came out like almost 50 years ago. So, right? There's a Guinness World Record for most prolific cannibal. It's a tribal chief from Fiji in the 1800s who ate between, I don't know who kept count, between 872 and 999 people. I mean, that's a big spread there.
I'm trying to figure out what to say about this.
Yeah, I know.
Did they have like they do a mark every time?
I guess.
Or they keep a tally. Joe. Abigail. Right. Oh.
And brushing your teeth.
There goes Gilbert.
Didn't take off in the United States until after World War II when soldiers came home and brought the habit with them. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, right? So
that's
people
weird.
Did not brush their teeth on a regular basis before World War II, huh?
Huh.
I got to ask my parents about that. They're both pre-World War II babies.
Huh.
I'll have to ask him.
Interesting.
My grandmother, you know, she, you know, washed her teeth. She called it washing her teeth.
Washing your teeth with like the...
With tooth powder.
Tooth powder, yeah.
Powder, yeah. She used to get powder in the can.
Colgate powder.
I don't know when they took that off the market. But anyway.
Huh.
There you go. Some random facts for you today. It is time for the Who Cares News. We should get on with that. What's happening?
Ryan Reynolds has been trying out a new hairstyle while social distancing at home with his family.
Oh?
Yeah.
What's that?
So in keeping with their long-standing tradition of playfully trolling one another.
Yes.
His lovely bride, Blake Lively, she shared a photograph of her husband, Mr. Reynolds, rocking a very, very teeny tiny ponytail.
No spoilers. But in Deadpool 2, you might recall the scene. We watched Deadpool this weekend, me and the fam, where he's got tiny, tiny little legs. And one where he, it was in Deadpool 1 where he's got a tiny, tiny hand. Yeah.
I cracked up. Actually, I just recently saw it.
Yeah.
Both of them, and that was...
We watched them over the weekend.
I have tiny hands, you know.
Yeah, right. Yes. You have the tiny hands.
I have the tiny. Yeah. I have the tiny feet too. But I don't have tiny.
They gross me out. And after seeing them on Deadpool, they grossed me out even more. Anyway, he's got a tiny, tiny baby ponytail.
Yes.
I'll show him a ponytail.
So she said,
"I got a ponytail."
When my husband first started trying to grow his hair out about 15 years ago or so, as soon as he could like pull strands together, he was putting it in a ponytail. It was so tiny. It was like tiny. She said, and so Blake says, I dare you to forget this every time you see him for the rest of eternity. You know, as you can imagine, it was just a matter of time before Ryan responded. So Ryan posted a screenshot of his wife's message, and he joked that she didn't seem to have any problems with the way he looks.
No. That's they had okay. some kids together.
I don't either.
We know yeah. that. Yeah.
And he captioned it, "Clearly your birth control doesn't work." So. Now, earlier in the week...
Yes, there's more. Wait, there's more.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh my God.
He's been, you know, jokingly.
We know.
With Reynolds
we know.
For years.
Yeah, there's been a whole thing between Deadpool and the Wolverine, and so on and so forth. Even outside of it. Yep.
Well, he was a little bit playful. He suggested that Blake must be having a difficult time spending so much time with Ryan. He said, "We've been reaching out to Blake.
Oh,
we
yeah.
talked to her because can you imagine quarantine stuck in the house with Ryan?
Oh my God, no." We probably should also give a welfare check on them and make sure that Blake's got plenty of birth control. I mean, you know.
Well, obviously the ponytail isn't birth control enough.
Oh, it might be. That might just be it for Blake. You never know.
Well, no, because she probably comes up behind him and goes, "Just look at that, look at that." And the whole playing with that little nub there probably gets him excited.
Probably.
All right, so last night, Meryl Streep, Audra McDonald, and Christine Baranski.
Yeah.
They saluted Stephen Sondheim in a live-from-home stream over Zoom.
Oh, wow.
So Meryl's appearance has turned into a meme today.
Oh, has it?
Yes. She wore her finest robe, and she fixed herself a martini in classic Meryl style. And she joined the other ladies in a virtual performance of Sondheim
oh, wow.
number from the classic musical company.
Wow, we're going to have to look for that.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep singing.
In a robe.
In a robe.
With
a martini. And with... Audra McDonald, who, of course, can
freaking
sing
awesome.
Around anybody.
And
so
and, well, yes.
They probably had her louder than the other two, because I don't think Meryl's really much of a singer. Oh, no, she is.
No, she can
she
sing.
She can belt it out. I've seen Mamma Mia.
Mamma
Mia. Yes.
And
yes,
we
she
know
can.
Christine Baranski
can
sing.
Yeah.
They all
yeah.
three can sing.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
Three old
That's
ladies
fun.
Wearing a robe. Sharing a martini on Zoom. There's classy. There's classy
not old
for you.
Ladies.
That's classy for you right there. I'm telling you.
Old ladies. Good grief.
You know who's probably hanging around in a robe all day? And that's Halle Berry.
Would it be a silk robe, John Van Camp?
I've actually seen her robe on Instagram.
I'm
one of her robes.
Say what?
Yeah.
And what does that robe look like?
I don't remember, but I remember it was a robe, and it was hanging off of her. Oh, that just made my day again. What can
Good
I say?
Lord.
Thanks, Halle. You didn't even know it. Someday, Halle Berry's going to find out just, you know, how much of a crush I have on her. And she's either just going to ignore it or call the cops or she's going to do something. I mean, I'm not a stalker. I mean, certainly, I don't even know where she lives. But
no, you're not a stalker.
I'm not a stalker.
A perv, but not
perv.
A stalker.
I'm not a perv.
I just want her to be my personal trainer.
Well, I appreciate the finer things in life. And Halle Berry must be the finer things in life. That's all I know. All right, with that.
A work of art.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Back with you tomorrow with more frivolities. And
Help
more
me,
fun.
Halle, you're my only hope.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news that you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.